Welcome to day 6 of our 21 days of prayer and fasting. Glad you've joined today and tuned into this episode. This is Friday, January the 10th, and we are praying our way through 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Like I said, it's day 6, and I'm really glad you're listening in. We're now up through about, middle of chapter 2. We're just selecting various verses and phrases, and we're praying through those. We're doing this as a way to prep us for what we'll be teaching through for the remainder of 2025, and that is 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. That begins in February, so during this month of January, especially our 21 days of prayer and fasting, we're praying through these two books, these 8 chapters. And now in chapter 2, in verse 12, I want to ask you to join me in prayer today around this simple phrase found towards the end of verse 12. It's one of my favorite phrases in the New Testament. We've talked about it multiple times at First Family. But here Paul says in verse 12 that he has encouraged, comforted, and implored each one of them to walk worthy of God. I love this phrase, walk worthy, because it is this idea of a walk that's balanced. In other words, there's no incongruity. There's no imbalance between what you say and what you do. Notice he says in the verse, he's praying that they will walk worthy of the one who calls them into his own kingdom and glory. In other words, that the one who calls them, the one who's given them his name, the one who's made them his own, God who has now made them his family, he's given them a name, Christian. We belong to him. So they wear this title, so to speak, this name. We're a saint. We belong to God. He's saying, I want you to walk in a manner that's consistent with what you're called. So in more modern vernacular, we'd say this. Paul's praying that their walk would match their talk, that there'd be no hypocrisy, but they'd have a life of consistency. That's why we use the word balance. And you may, in your mind, picture a seesaw. This is what helps me a lot in this phrase. Paul's looking for this balanced life, that what you are called matches with how you live, that your walk and your talk, there's a balance. There's not an imbalance. There's not a hypocritical posture. Instead, there's a consistent posture. So I want us to pray to this end, just as he says here, that he encouraged, comforted, and implored them to do this, to walk worthy. Let us pray to this end, and let us take opportunity and moments to encourage and implore each other to live consistent lives, not hypocritical lives, to live lives of equity and balance, not lives of imbalance and incongruity. So can we pray to that end today, that God would empower us to live in a way that our walk and our talk match? Join me in prayer, would you? Gracious Heavenly Father, to this end we pray today, that we would live lives of consistency and not hypocrisy. That we wouldn't be Sunday saints and Monday ain'ts. That there would not be an imbalance between what we say we are and then what we do. So we just first and foremost pray for your Holy Spirit's power to live consistently, in the words of the text, to walk worthy of you who has called us into your kingdom and glory. I pray, Lord, that what you have called us into will actually be seen and heard, that it'll be visible in the way we conduct our lives. May our language and our conversation match our conduct and our actions. Lord, make us people who walk with balance and congruity, and eject from us, expunge from us, draw out of us, and remove from us tendencies to live with inconsistency and hypocrisy. Do this first of all in our homes, with our spouses, and with our family, or that we would be the same person around the clock, honest and forthright, humble, compassionate. Lord, I pray this would be true in our church, in our small groups, where we work, that we'd not have places we go that we pretend to be something we're not. But Lord, give us a strong desire to be authentic and real, so to speak, the same in each place, and that is a Christian called by your name, empowered to live for your name. So Lord, I pray for the men and women, the boys and girls of our church, And even as they join me in prayer now, I again, just in a repeated fashion, ask for an increased amount of attention and focus upon consistency and a disdain of hypocrisy, and that you would, by your Holy Spirit's power, give us a desire to see that removed from our life, to confess it, to repent of it, and Lord, to pursue a life of authenticity and congruity and consistency where our talk and our walk match. We ask this in the powerful name of Christ Jesus. Amen.